KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she now supports gay marriage, becoming the third Senate Republican to do so. Murkowski says she believes same-sex marriage will encourage family values. She says she supports the right of all Americans to marry the person they love. She says allowing gay marriage keeps politicians out of the most private and personal aspects of people's lives. Murkowski previously said she was evolving on the issue. She announced her decision in an opinion piece posted on her website today. Two other GOP senators, Mark Kirk of Illinois and Rob Portman of Ohio, previously announced their support for gay marriage. 49 Democratic senators and two independent senators also back gay marriage. Police in Bethel say a man drowned while trying to swim across a lake. Police Chief Larry Alarton says in a written statement that 23-year-old Albert Swope died Monday night. Alarton says Swope had hunted for eggs with a friend. Afterward, they decided to swim in the lake on Bethel's northeast side. As Swope experienced problems in the water, his friend tried to help him, but Swope slipped under the water. His friend ran for help and other residents pulled Swope from the water. He could not be resuscitated. Swope was pronounced dead at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Hospital. The 2013 Norton Sound commercial herring fishery is wrapping up this week. The tenders and processor will be leaving the Norton Sound on Saturday. So far, 400 tons have been delivered to the Icicle Seafoods processor located near Besbero Island. On Saturday, the processed herring will move to a tramper that will take the fish valued for the eggs to Japan. The targeted harvest was 800 to 1,200 tons this year. While the roe percentage has been high at 14%, translating to a higher price per ton paid to fishermen, only half of the lower end of the target has been harvested so far. Southern Norton Sound Seafood Products Operations Manager Mitty Johnson says the issue this year has been ice. Lingering sea ice has been an issue for the past 5 years.
We've been shut out 2 years from fishing herring because of ice. We fished around ice for 3 of the years, and so it's been an average fishery.
Johnson does say it is a bit frustrating when Mother Nature throws in obstacles to the fishery like lingering sea ice, but he says 400 or 500 tons is better than zero.
You know, some of the fishermen go out there and they don't get it very much when we have an average fishery. Depends on location, so they still come out without doing very well for the year, but at least we're here, we're given the opportunity, and, you know, overall, it'll help our region out and keeping our herring market.
If 500 tons are delivered to the tenders, this year's Norton Sound herring fishery is worth about $215,000, a far cry from its heyday in 1996, when herring brought in $4.5 million. Johnson says that the Norton Sound has a 7,000 to 10,000 short ton quota, with NSCDC harvesting 800 of it.
We've got a long ways to go with developing more and different types of things for herring, and I'm sure that our board will be looking at some of those things, but it's one of our biggest resources that we have that's underutilized.
And as the herring fishery comes to a close, NSCDC's Southern Norton Sound seafood plant will shift gears. A commercial salmon opener can be as early as the 20th of June, that's tomorrow, in the Norton Bay and Galvin subdistricts. The salmon will be processed at the Unalakleet Fish Plant. Norton Sound Seafood Products is taking applications for processors. NSCDC offers a housing stipend for those who live outside of Unalakleet. They also pay the airfare to and from your community. A U.S. Senate committee has advanced a bill that would provide $50 million to clean up abandoned federal wells on current or former National Petroleum Reserve lands. The money for this is expected to come from the sale of crude helium under the Helium Stewardship Act, which advanced yesterday. The bulk of the $50 million is expected to go toward cleaning up wells in Alaska's Arctic. And Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell is running for Senate. He announced early yesterday he will not seek re-election and instead will try and win the GOP nomination to take on Senator Mark Begich. APRN's Peter Granitz reports Treadwell says he's getting into the race because he knows he can win. He wouldn't do it half-heartedly. His statement mentions neither Begich nor the GOP primary, and if he wants to face Begich, he'll need to survive what is sure to be a hard nominating contest. He took a swipe at fellow Republican candidate Joe Miller without naming him.
I think Republicans know we need a credible conservative candidate to take on Mark Begich. We know that we need unity to be able to win.
Unity, something lacking in the 2010 Senate race. Miller, then a political neophyte, stormed onto the scene and upset incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski in the primary. She went on to win the general election in a write-in campaign. Murkowski says she urged Treadwell to run, but out of principle will remain neutral during the primary. She labeled Treadwell the frontrunner. Miller says he welcomes Treadwell's announcement that competition is good for the party. He says he's an anti-establishment candidate. Miller says Alaska voters will have a clear distinction in the primary, but he says he does not want to highlight the differences between he and Treadwell right now. That will come during the race.
I would consider at least all of the names I've heard that are contemplating getting into this race as establishment-type candidates.
Many observers in Washington see Treadwell as the establishment candidate, too. He'll be in Washington next week meeting with party leaders, including the National Republican Senatorial Committee. That group, officially tasked with regaining control of the Senate, refuses to discuss Miller's candidacy. It would like to avoid another nasty primary, which does not take place until August 2014. The group has said Begich's seat is crucial to winning control of the upper chamber. That's something Treadwell is keenly aware of.
If you can put the Republicans back in the leadership, you make Lisa Murkowski head of the Senate Energy Committee. That's going to help us with ANWR. That's going to help us with access to our lands. And I think that's the defining issue.
It's hard to see a difference between Begich and Treadwell on the major issue in the state. Both support expanded oil and gas drilling. Treadwell promises to campaign on three causes: fight for liberty, fighting for fiscal sanity, and fighting for Alaska. He invokes a sacred name when he talks of his campaign, former Senator Ted Stevens. He says he'll follow in the Stevens tradition of bringing power back to Alaska, letting Alaskans make decisions about the state, not the federal government.
That part of his legacy of trying to bring the decision-making home is the legacy that I want to work on. We've got a federal system now where we are spending too much, we're borrowing too much, we're taxing too much, and asking the federal government for earmarks is probably not the right way to go.
Of course, Stevens is most remembered as the chair of the Appropriations Committee, who doled out government money and projects all over Alaska. And this far off, it's still likely others will throw their name in the hat, too. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says he will seek the job of Lieutenant Governor. Sullivan, in a statement early this morning, says he's running because of his love for Alaska and desire to serve the state during a challenging time in history. And quickly, a look at the price of gold this morning, up $5.30 an ounce to $1,374.60. An ounce of silver up 4 cents to $21.82. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:38 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:40. It's unofficially 74 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.